new Roy Rogers radio show. Yes, folks, it's the new Roy Rogers radio show for the whole family. Adventure, suspense, mystery, and music. Starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, and an all-star cast. And now, here they are to greet you with a song and a story.
There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind and rain, stampede.
Well, hiya, folks. Greetings to the whole family. We're back again with a song and a story. The song is called Stampede, and it really fits the story we're going to tell you tonight. We'd been down Texas way shooting some scenes for a picture, and on our way back, we stopped to visit a friend of Pat's by the name of Nate Medwick. Nate and his father owned the Medwick Ranch. And it sure was a pretty sight. It was just the time of the year when the Texas bluebonnets are in full bloom. And Dale and Pat and me had ridden out on the range to take a look at them. Dale had dismounted and was busy picking some of the flowers when we heard the sound in the distance. I'd heard that same sound once before, a long time ago. And believe me, once you've heard it, you can never forget it. It's as frightening as the rumble of an earthquake and just as terrifying. It's the sound of a cattle stampede, thousands of flying hooves thundering across the plains. We turned and looked at the cloud of dust rising rapidly a short quarter of a mile away, and then we saw it. Right in front of the stampeding cattle was a lone rider. The horse was just loping along, and the rider was kind of slumped in the saddle, making no attempt to get out of the way. I started to yell a warning, but I realized I couldn't be heard over the noise of the pounding hooves. I leaned forward in my saddle, and we were off. Come on, Trigger! Come on, boy! Ha! I reached the lone rider just ahead of the stampede. Then I saw that the rider was a woman. I swept her off her horse and tried to get her out of the way. We got clear just in time, and I looked at the woman I'd saved, and I realized why she hadn't tried to get out of the way. She was dead.
Gosh, Roy, I didn't think you were going to make it.
She's dead.
Dead? Oh, Roy.
Who is she?
I don't know. What's that?
Somebody else riding up. It looks like... Yeah, it's Nate. Hey, Nate! Nate!
Maybe he'll know who she is.
Oh. Boy, am I glad to see you people. When I heard that stampede, I was afraid... That's Miss White. Roy, what happened?
I don't know exactly. We heard the stampede and we saw this woman on a horse. She didn't seem to hear the cattle and made no effort to get out of the way. I rode up and pulled her off her horse and... Well, then I saw that she was already past saving.
You mean she's...
Yep. Who is she, Nate?
Lucinda White, my father's nurse. Well, how...
The how is easy, Nate. She was shot. The question is, who and why?
Sit down, Roy, Pat. I've notified the sheriff. Where's Dale?
She's in with your father, Nate. Well, he sure has broke up about this.
I know. He was very fond of Lucinda.
You say she was his nurse?
Yeah. Well, you know, Dad's been almost helpless since he had a stroke. He can't get around except in that wheelchair. Resents it, too. He was always so active.
I see. Well, can you think of any reason why anybody would want to kill her?
Certainly not. Anyway, Roy, why are you so sure... Somebody killed her.
What do you mean, Nate? You think maybe Miss White killed herself?
Oh, no. That's not what I meant, but... Well, it could have been an accident.
Accident?
Well, Roy, when the stampede started, I was just coming back from chasing a coyote that had been giving us some trouble. And I tried to break up the stampede. Turn the cattle, you know, firing some rifle shots. Well, it's possible that one of those shots accidentally hit Miss White. Oh...
Here they are, Mr. Medwick.
Dad, how do you feel?
Feel? How should I feel, knowing that my own son is a murderer?
Mr.
Medwick, that's a serious accusation.
And it's true. Nate hated her.
That's not so.
Yes, it is. She was kind to me. She took care of me. I was thinking of asking her to be my wife.
Well, you're old enough to be... I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry? Yes, I'll bet you're sorry. But not as sorry as you'd have been if I'd married Lucinda. Well, it'll do you no good. You won't get the ranch anyway. You see? You'll see.
Oh, Dad, please. Now, this isn't the time or the
place. Miss Evans?
Yes?
Would you be kind enough to wheel me back to my room? I'm tired. I'd like to rest a while.
Of course, Mr. Medwick.
Pat?
Yes, sir.
Would you go out to the stable and ask my hand to come to my room? I'll need him to help me.
Sure.
You'll probably find him in the tack room. His name's Tiny.
There's a tack room over there, Roy.
Yeah, we better have a look at our horses while we're out here, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, you suppose that could be Tiny?
Well, if it is, somebody's got a funny sense of humor. He's at least 6'5".
Yeah, and about 260 pounds on the hoof. Excuse me. Your name Tiny?
Yeah, I'm Tiny.
Mr. Medwick would like you to come to his room.
Uncle Ben? Yeah, I was just polishing up his saddle.
His saddle? You mean he rides?
Rides? Oh, no. No, he can't ride no more, but he will again. Tiny will take good care of him. He'll get well. He'll ride again. I keep his saddle all oiled and polished. He'll ride again someday.
Well, you'd better go to him now. He wants to lie down.
Yeah, sure. Uncle Ben has to have Tiny. Tiny lifts him up and puts him down. Nurse can't do what Tiny does for Uncle Ben. Don't touch the saddle. Nobody touches Uncle Ben's saddle but Tiny.
Okay, Tiny. We'll watch it till you get back.
Something I was supposed to remember to do. I wish I knew what it was.
Well, now there's a character for you if I ever saw one. He don't seem to have all these marbles, Roy. Roy?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, Pat. What'd you say?
I said... Oh, never mind. What you thinking about?
Blue bonnets.
Blue bonnets?
Yeah, that field of blue bonnets sure was pretty, wasn't it?
Folks, I want to thank you all for coming down and telling me what you saw firsthand.
Well, Sheriff, if there's anything we can do to help while we're here, we'll...
Yes, indeed. I feel so sorry for poor old Mr. Medwick.
Yeah, and young Nate. He ain't such good shape either.
Well, I figured I could count on you to help, Roy. That's why I've asked Mrs. White to wait.
Mrs. White?
Yeah, that's right. Lucinda's mother. She come over about an hour ago. She gave me some mighty interesting information. I'd like you to meet her and hear what she has to say.
Sure, Sheriff. Have her come in.
Right in here, Miss White. Now, Miss White, this is Dale Evans, Roy Rogers, and Pat Brady.
How do you do?
You just be seated over there, Miss White. Now, I know this is a trying time for you, but I'd appreciate it if you would tell us again what you told me.
Lucinda came home last night and told me she was going to be rich. She said she was going to have all the things she'd always wanted. She said she was going to have the Medwick money and the ranch.
So now you think that Nate knew that his father had asked Miss White to marry him and killed her to prevent it, huh?
It must be what happened.
And you don't think there's any possible chance that the shooting could have been an accident?
Accident?
Yes. Nate admitted firing several rifle shots after the stampede started. One of them could have hit your daughter by accident.
Could have, Roy, except for one thing.
What's that?
I've just received the coroner's report on the cause of death. Lucinda White was killed by a bullet from a .45 pistol, not a rifle.
Of all the stubborn, hard-headed mavericks I've ever known, you, Roy Rogers, take the cake.
Well, I'm sorry, Dale, but that's the way I want it, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Okay. Then there's no point in trying to talk sense into a stone wall.
Then stop trying to.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you know. What's all this?
Oh, excuse us, Mr. Medwick. It's kind of a personal matter.
Yeah, it sounded to me like you young people were having an argument.
We were.
Mr. Medwick, Dale doesn't realize that I've got a job to do out in California.
Well, I understand, Roy.
I'm sorry about all that's happened, but I don't see where it concerns us.
Roy, these people are friends of ours. Doesn't it concern you that Mr. Medwick here is without a nurse? Someone to take care of him?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Miss Evans, but you mustn't worry about me. I have Tiny. And...
Tiny is not a nurse, Mr. Medwick. The sheriff told us how much you depended on Miss White. Roy, all I'm asking is that we stay on until Mr. Medwick can engage another nurse. In the meantime, I'll do what I can to help him.
Okay, Dale, I can't stop you from staying, but I don't have to stay. I'm leaving here as soon as I can get the car and trailer loaded up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be the cause of this, Miss M.
Why, it's not your fault at all, Mr. Medwick. Roy's just stubborn, that's all. It does me good to stand up to him once in a while. Oh, you must be tired. Shall I wheel you back to your room?
Well, that's very kind of you.
Maybe you'd like me to read to you or fix you some tea.
Well, that's fine, Miss Evans. Fine.
Pat! Oh, Pat! Over here, Roy. In the barn.
Okay, Pat. Let's get the horses loaded and pack up the car. We're leaving.
What are you shouting for? I ain't deep.
Did you find anything?
Yeah, in Nate's room.
Where is it?
Here. It's a .45, Roy. Things are sure looking worse and worse for Nate Medwick.
Yeah. Roll those bales of hay down here.
Bales of hay?
Yeah.
Okay, but I sure don't understand what's going on. You and Dale are arguing and fighting. Me sneaking around, poking into Nate's room. What you want with these bales of hay?
You just put them together.
Like this?
Yeah, that's fine. Now give me the gun.
What you gonna do, Roy?
The sheriff wants a bullet out of this gun to compare with the one that killed Miss White. We're gonna get one for him. But we don't want anybody to know it.
Yeah, but how are we gonna do it?
I'm gonna fire the gun into this bale of hay. The hay will muffle the shot and stop the bullet.
Oh, I see.
Okay, here goes.
Now all we gotta do is find the bullet in the hay.
Right. While you're doing that, I'll start loading the horses.
Yeah. While I'm doing that,
all that doggone looking for a bullet in a haystack.
Uncle Ben. Oh.
Come in. But be very quiet. He's asleep.
Are you his new nurse?
That's right. And you must be Tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Tiny.
Mr. Medwick's told me about you. He's very fond of you.
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do without Uncle Ben.
I shouldn't know. All right. Listen.
He's talking in his sleep.
No,
bad.
No, he shouldn't do
it's
that.
It's all right, Tiny. He's just dreaming.
I gotta wake him up. Uncle Ben.
Don't do that, Tiny. Let him sleep.
Uncle Ben, wake up, wake up.
What? Hey, Tiny, what's the matter?
He insisted on waking you, Mr. Medwick. I tried
You were talking, Uncle Ben. You were talking.
Oh,
What did I say?
Oh, just something about Lucinda and not right. What's the shock of her death, Mr. Medwick? You were just dreaming. Well, now that Tiny's here, I think I'll go into town for a few things we'll be needing. Shall I see who it is?
Well, would you please, Miss Heaven?
Surely. Hello?
Hello, Miss Evans?
Yes?
This is the sheriff. May I speak to Roy?
Roy's not here, Sheriff. He loaded up and started back to California.
I guess it's just as well. I've got the right man.
You mean you've arrested someone?
Yeah, Nate Medwick.
You've arrested Nate Medwick? I see. Well, I'm sorry Roy wasn't more cooperative, but when he gets in a stubborn mood, there's just nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks anyway, Miss Evans. Bye.
Goodbye.
I was trying to wake you up, Uncle Sam.
Shut up, you fool. I want to hear what you think.
Because I was afraid you might say something about killing Miss White.
Shut up!
Mr. Medwick.
All right, grab her.
Oh.
Don't let her get away. Grab her.
I got her, Uncle Sam. She won't get away. Tiny's got her.
I'm sorry, Miss Evans. It's extremely unfortunate that you overheard Tiny. But now that you have, well, it leaves me very little choice, doesn't it?
What'll I do with her, Uncle Ben?
Tie her securely. We're going for another ride, Tiny, like before. You understand, Tiny? Just like before.
Okay, Pat, this is far enough.
Huh?
Stop the car on this hill. We've gone as far as we're going.
Well, I thought you said we was going back to California.
That was just a stall in case we were being watched or overheard.
You mean we ain't going home?
You really think we'd leave Dale?
Well, no. But how come she stayed to nurse Mr. Medwick?
Well, Mr. Medwick needed a nurse, and it gave Dale a chance to pick up some information.
What information?
I don't know yet, Pat. Dale's supposed to signal us if she learns anything. Hand me those field glasses, Pat.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now I've got a good view of the house and the stable. Uh-oh.
What is it?
So that's how he does it. He can ride once Tiny lifts him up and puts him on the horse.
Roy, will you please tell me what's going on? Oh, I wish we had another pair of field glasses.
Tiny carried Mr. Medwick out of the house and sat him on his horse. They've got Dale with them.
Dale? Well, what are you doing with Dale?
Looks to me like they're heading for the range. Okay, I've seen enough, Pat. Get the horses out of the trailer and hurry.
All right, Tiny. It's far enough. Here's the gun.
Mr. Medwick, don't do this. Don't add another crime to your sins.
I'm so sorry, Miss Evans. It's either your life or mine. All right, Tiny, start firing. When the cattle begin to move, I'll see to Miss Evans. They'll think the stampede killed her, and they'll never find a bullet hole.
Should I start the stampede now, Uncle Ben?
That's right, Tiny, now.
Yeah, you and Dale head for the house. I'll try to save Medwick.
But Roy!
Go on, Pat, go ahead.
Help! Roy!
Will the old man be all right, Sherry?
Oh, yes, Miss Evans. Doctor says he'll recover, thanks to Roy.
Did you find out why he did it, Sherry?
Oh, yeah. I made a full confession. Seems he isn't Ben Medwick at all.
What?
It all happened many years ago when Nate was a baby. Logan, that's the old man's real name, he'd escaped from prison, was trying to hitchhike a ride, and the real Medwick stopped and picked him up. And a few miles later, why, Mr. Medwick lost control of his car and went off of an embankment. Logan and the baby were thrown clear. Mr. Medwick and his wife were killed.
Is that when Logan assumed Mr. Medwick's identity?
That's right. He took all of Medwick's identification, money, and the child. And shortly after that, he saw an advertisement in a Texas newspaper offering a reward for information regarding the whereabouts of Ben Medwick. He investigated and learned that Medwick had inherited this ranch. So he presented the credentials he'd stolen from Medwick's body, came here, and passed himself off as the real Ben Medwick.
But what does all that have to do with him killing Miss White?
Being his nurse, she heard him talk in his sleep just like Dale did. Little by little, she pieced the whole story together and then accused him of the deception. She was blackmailing him.
What made you suspicious of him, Roy?
Well, Tiny said that the old man never rode, that nobody used the saddle, but there were a couple of blue bonnets caught in the stirrup straps. The only blue bonnets I saw were out on the range. How'd they get in the stirrup straps unless somebody had been using that saddle and riding out on the range?
I sure don't know how to thank you, Roy.
No thanks needed, Sheriff. Glad we could help. Now, if nobody has any objections, let's really get started for California. And, folks, that's the whole story of what happened to Dale and Pat and me the time we found ourselves right in the middle of a stampede. Lightning a-flashing everywhere, thunder a-rolling through the air,
wind and rain, cattle look insane,
this herd might stampede tonight. Clouds a-driving across the moonless skies, cattle a-rolling frightened eyes.
Keep them closed and tight, cowboy, pray with all your might
that this herd won't stampede tonight.
There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind and rain. Stampede, stampede!
10,000 cattle on the run, pray for an early morning sun.
Lightning stabs the skies, cattle drop and never rise. Stampede!
10,000 cattle in flight, the devils are riding herd tonight.
Thunder of the hooves and the fury from the skies,
don't get caught in front or every man dies.
Stampede!
Cold black clouds like funeral shrouds roll down their icy breath. We face to fight this raging night with odds on the side of death. For a stampeding herd, when its panic is stirred, is a thing for a cowboy to shun. 'Cause no mortal man ever holds command when the cattle are on the run.
Run, run.
Rising up the wind sends out its wails, driving cattle down an endless trail.
Rolling thunder booms, sending cattle to their doom. Stampede.
10,000 cattle in flight, the devils are riding herd tonight.
Thunder of the hooves and the fury from the skies,
don't get caught in front or every man dies.
Stampede! There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind and rain. Stampede!
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Don't forget, smiles are made out of the sunshine and the frown from a rainy day. You'll be more than repaid if you remember that a smile goes a long, long way.
You've been listening to The Roy Rogers Show, starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, and an all-star cast. Be sure to be with us again next week at the same time. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.